Well, hello guys. Now it's a rather terrible day here. It's rainy, overcast, dull. But I'm gonna lighten things up with one of my videos. Yeah, not likely. And if you notice, MGTOW TV's having a bit of issue. It's been down all day yesterday. Not sure if it'll even be up today. Well, let's hope they sort it out. So here's a battery. We all know these sort of batteries, don't we? And they have a positive and a negative. That's how they work. But let's pretend this battery is society. And let's change those names slightly. So as you can see, I put the males on the positive side. Because generally that's what they are. Because they are producers, inventors. They fix things. They build things. They're the powerhouse of society. They keep it running. Now, femmes aren't completely negative, are they? They're the breeders. They replenish the population. Even in general terms today, they don't even want to be breeders, but they want the advantages of being one. But that comes at a cost. As soon as a femme is pregnant, prenatal care starts, doesn't it? And it continues for the full 9 months, even after. And medical is not cheap, is it? In fact, I remember some years ago, femmes from other countries used to come to the UK just to have their baby, and then they'd go back to their country afterwards. Of course, then if you think about all the organisations that femmes have and all the safety nets made just for femmes, that's costly in society too. Males don't have all those safety nets. He's basically on his own. And society's using the positive side of males to pay for the negative side of femmes. If you look at it, mostly femmes take from society and generally never give. Except when they have a baby. But most femmes nowadays don't really want to have a baby. And if they do, they don't want to look after it afterwards. They're even more negative than they were before, if that's possible. Many years ago, when femmes were just in the home, when they reached retirement age, they never paid anything in, so where did the society get the money? From the men that paid in and then died. And that's today's society too. When men get to retirement age, they may as well die. Society doesn't care. And that's why a lot of men are just given up. They got sick and tired of being treated by society as third-rate citizens and treated by femmes as fourth- to fifth-rate citizens. A lot of men have just had a goddamn enough. And who can blame them? Yes, males are getting tired of being taken for granted by society and by femmes. And in reality, if this battery was society, it would be dead as a dodo. And femmes for many years have said, oh, men should step up to the plate. Well, how about femmes stepping up to the plate? If you notice, a lot of societies are crumbling because males are walking away. And the reality is society can't function without them because femmes are just virtual signalers. They talk, but that's usually all they do. A lot of males today are in a far better place than males ever were. And it's good to see. But if you notice, femmes are struggling. And it's only going to get worse. Because more and more men are waking up. Unfortunately, marriage has become just a document to transfer the man's wealth and belongings to the femme. Legally, femmes have taken the love and caring out of marriage and turned it into just a business transaction. And femmes have also turned dating into not who you are, not even what you look like. How much you earn is more important. And once again, the femmes use the society's resources, the law courts, divorce courts, to get what they want. And once again, the man pays. And the femme takes. It's funny because the law courts are supposed to be made for justice. But that's the last thing males receive. So how's this saga going to end? Well, you'll have to keep watching. I hope I've got enough time left. Because I got a funny idea where it's headed. Don't you? Take it easy, fellas.